So since February, the Australian Tax Office has received 638 reports of suspension of tax file number scams, with seven victims alone paying out $118,000. Now, joining us to have a chat about this is the Chartered Accountants Australia and New Zealand tax leader, Michael Croker. Michael, how are you today?
Very well, Andrew.
That's the way. Mates, do you get these calls from the scam artists?
I get the ones which are an automated voicemail type call, Andrew, where it's a sort of a robotic voice that says I'm in trouble, police are about to knock on the door and I better pay up quick.
In all your experience with Chartered Accountants, do you know of any time the tax office has ever rung up and said, we're going to suspend your tax file number?
No, they generally would communicate that via your tax agent or via letter. They'll give you warnings. Whatever the behaviour is that's concerning them, they'll give you a chance to rectify it. They don't send the police around. They don't automatically stop your tax file number. There's generally a more official line of contact from the ATO.
Now, everybody who listens to this show knows that I like to have fun with these kind of scam artists by coming up with a name like Gugliano Benzini and insisting that they spell it back to me until they give up. That's the easy way that I deal with them. But there probably is a more sensible approach. What would you recommend, Michael?
Well, if you've got a tax agent, you say, well, you should be talking to my tax agent and hang up. Or you can say, I'll check this out. And then you can ring up the ATO. They have a dedicated scam hotline, which is on their website, 1800-008-540, and check it out. They might alert you to the fact that it is a scam. And by all means, check it out with the Scam Watch people at the ACCC. They've also got a very helpful website about current scams. They change all the time, Andrew, these scammers.
They really do. You touched on a really simple way of dealing with it, and that is, and I do it as well, I use an accountant every year for my tax return, and I've always figured if there's any kind of a problem, the tax office are always going to go straight to them instead of dealing with me, because I don't understand it all in the first place anyway.
That's exactly right. Unfortunately, not everyone uses a tax agent. Indeed, the government encourages people to go online and do your tax affairs yourself. So this year we're getting some really strange scams. We've had the JobKeeper scam, you know, saying, oh, well, we overpaid your JobKeeper, give us your, you know, pay it back. And then the other line they use, Andrew, is to say it's like a lottery win, you know. Oh, look, we've made a mistake in your favour. Tell us your details and we'll send you some money. But as soon as you give your personal financial information over to these people, they use that to expand their target, if you like, into the banking sector. And the fraud just continues way outside the tax system.
Michael, is there any occasion that you can think of that anyone should be giving their personal tax or private finance information over the phone to anyone?
No, never. I think the way there is to make sure if you're doing your tax affairs online yourself, use a secure MyGov system. Or use your accountant. They are both secure systems, but of course, one of the things these scammers do, Andrew, they sometimes send you an email, and then you click on the attachment to the email, thinking it's from the ATO, and that installs what's called ransomware onto your computer. So even though you're sitting in safety of your own home, thinking you're safe, watch out for scams which involve emails as well.
There's a lot of things to worry about, but you did mention you should report anything that you think might be a scam or just suspicious to Scam Watch, so 1-800-008-540. Or like I do, and I've started doing, is I think they're a scam artist. I'll tell them my name is Gugliano Benzini. And now, you know what's been happening is when they ring up and I say, you must have my name there, it's Gugliano Benzini, they hang up on me because they know. I think I've tainted them with that name.
Oh, exactly. I think there's a lot of people who can pick these things fairly easily like you do, but unfortunately, Andrew, their hit rate is fairly high, and it's just awful when you read about stories where people have actually handed over hard-earned dollars to these scammers. It's really hard to get back once you've lost the money.
Oh, that is absolutely heartbreaking. So you do need to protect yourself, absolutely. Michael Croker from the Chartered Accountants Australia and New Zealand, thank you very much for joining us to have a chat about it today.
It's a great pleasure, Andrew. All the best.